Now, the abbey at the time was the old building, which was there before the fire. You went in from Abbey Street, and on the left was you went downstairs into the Peacock, which is a little theatre holding about 50 or 60 people. It was a very small theatre. The room that we rehearsed in for all our plays was called the Green Room, and there was a little counter there, so obviously it was used by the actors themselves, and there was a there were things that you could make cups of tea for yourselves as well. And when it came along to the Abbey itself, we had one little perk that was given to the members of the school, that we were able to go out and see performances. When we were finished our class, we could go out and see a performance on the stage of the Abbey. And that was very helpful to us. But if the gallery was full, we had to sit on the steps. And very rarely was the gallery empty, I can tell you, of seats. But we were allowed to sit on seats if they weren't filled by customers. And it was marvellous to sit there in awe and look at the great actors of the time. Now, one man, oh, he certainly stole my heart when I was watching him, and that was F.J. McCormick, probably one of the greatest actors that the Abbey has ever produced, and his wife, Eileen Crowe. And at that time, there was Meg Craig, there was the O'Gormans, Willie and Jack Gorman, there was, as well as that, there was Dennis O'Dea, and there was Maureen Delaney. And these were the old actors and actresses who went on later on to make films and made the Abbey famous. But the Abbey itself was the gathering place, I'd say. It was particularly Irish plays written by Irish authors. But F.J. McCormick was, to me, the daddy of them all. And I used to sit fascinated watching F.J. McCormick. But the Abbey Theatre at the time, one thing that I used to love sitting in the gallery were the three gongs that signal the start of a play. The first gong was to let the people who are in the bar to come in. Second one's get ready. The curtain was about to go up. And then the third. And then the hush that was in the theatre. When the third gong went, then the play started. And that created a little atmosphere in itself. And you were just dying for the play to start. When you walked into the Abbey itself, it was a big theatre in the sense of theatres being big, with a balcony. And the balcony, of course, was at the back. There was a small little group always played when you went in. You were sitting there getting your programme and all that sort of thing. And there was Freddie May, and there was a violinist and a cello player. And there was a piano player.